Hi everyone, this is Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen. This show's for anyone who longs to take charge of their life, to create more success, accomplish their dreams, and to live in inspiring ways to be powerfully visible and visibly powerful. I'll be sharing stories with you from my own career and experiences, from leading engineering teams for the last 20 years, and also from interactions I have been blessed to have with people I've met from around the world. I want to give you the tools, techniques, strategies, and inspiration so you can be the best you. You can achieve the success you desire, personally and professionally. Being authentic, confident, and empowered are the keys to success and the life that you want. You can have the courage to be seen. Hi, I'm Sherry Clark, and welcome to Courage to be Seen, the show that focuses on helping you get the success that you desire. I'll share with you the tools and techniques, stories and strategies, so you can have the courage. You can be empowered, confident, and authentic. These are the keys to you achieving the success that you always wanted in your life. So today I want to start with a question. And at the beginning of the year, did you set any New Year's resolutions or any goals and objectives for the year? And I'm going to go back and forth calling it New Year's resolutions or goals or objectives because they're really all the same thing. A lot of people don't normally set goals and objectives in their life. And so they use the New Year as an excuse. Oh, I should set some New Year's resolutions. And about 50% of people do set New Year's resolutions. So I'm going to assume about half the people listening today at the beginning of the year, set some type of New Year's resolutions. But the unfortunate fact is less than 10% of people actually accomplish the New Year's resolutions they set. You know, this is a horrible statistic. And we've talked about it in the past. And I'm not normally a really, really big fan of setting goals and objectives for the year. However, this year I found out that I just like had like a block. I really struggled to set goals for 2021. And this isn't like myself at all. So I had to do some reflection and try to figure out why. You know, did I just become unmotivated this year or stuck in a rut? Maybe it was how crazy 2020 was. And a lot of people, right, were just happy to survive 2020 and get to 2021. Like that was the goal in itself. And so, wow. The new year came and we're excited just to be here, not really thinking about what 2021 should be. But after all the reflection that I did, I don't think these were the reasons why I was struggling to set goals and objectives for 2021. I think my lack of motivation in this area came from the fact that I started a new job in November. Now, that's not an excuse for not setting goals, but it's like I had just achieved a big thing and I was very busy learning about my new work. We're relocating my family. And so with all this going on, it's kind of like, why did I need to set some goals and objectives to add to everything else that was currently going on? That's not an excuse and don't use it yourself. It definitely isn't how you want to have, but it's kind of how I was feeling. So I had to embrace those feelings and accept, okay, that's where I'm at today. So I did some research, like how am I going to get over this? What are the best ways to re-jump and get into what I know works and setting of goals and objectives. And what I found was this idea of setting intentions. It's different than what I've talked about in the past. And it's really around committing to how are you going to show up? What do you want to be versus what do you want to do? Goals are very specific. And they're measurable. Intentions are more about the process, how you show up, what you want to do in this exact moment. So this doesn't replace goal setting. So if you're going to say, okay, I'm going to set intentions this year instead of goals, that's not what I want to get across either. It's more like intentions set the framework or the foundation for everything else you do. And then the goals or what you're going to accomplish on top of that. They really work together. So goals without intention can be like plans that never actually get started. But intentions without goals sometimes are too lofty and feely and like, hey, if I just think really hard, the universe and everything is going to put everything into place. And we know that doesn't work either. So you really want to have goals and intentions in your life. Now, in the past, I have talked specifically around setting goals and setting goals for the new year. So if you haven't listened to that episode, I encourage you to go back and listen to it. So I'm not going to talk about that today because we have covered it. So today I want to focus though on this part of setting intentions. Setting intentions, it goes deeper. You know, they're more personal. They really come from your heart and soul. And you can think of them as maybe like kind of what's going to support you in your life from the inside. Intentions are I am statements. Like I am courageous. I am loving. I am patient. You can describe yourself as intentions just by saying I am and what do you want to be? What do you want to do? How do you want to show up? A quote I found that I love is, intention is more than wishful thinking. It's willful direction by Jennifer Williamson. Now think about that. It's not just thinking and feeling good, like I'm going to just put this intention out in the world and see what shows up. It's willful direction. You can kind of direct how you want your life to be by setting intentions. They need to be very specific. Intentions have to be specific. They have to be emotion-based and connected to who you truly are. My intentions and your intentions may or may not be the same, and that's completely okay. You can't just take my intentions and say, oh, I want to copy Sherry. I want to do what she's doing. They need to come from inside. They need to be who you are. The value of intentions is it's a reminder of the bigger picture, and it helps keep everything in proportion. It kind of makes you trigger introspectively about, you know, who you want to be and what do you want to gain from the process versus the result. If you've never set intentions, I encourage you to start very simply. I talked about some just a few minutes ago. Start with things like love. You want to be more loving. You want to be more patient. Maybe you want to be more present, more kind, more compassionate. Very simple things in words, but huge and very meaningful. That's the best way to start intentions if you haven't done it. You can say, I want to be more present. There's so many goals and focus around your life you can have while you're working on being more present. So I want to give you a couple of examples of how this thing plays out. So let's say you had a goal that you wanted to hike, and maybe it was a specific distance, like a 5 or a 10 mile hike, or maybe you wanted to go on a hike up to like a mountain peak or something, or climb a hill. You want to get to some kind of a summit. So set that goal. All right, I'm going to go do that. So on Saturday morning, you get up and you go, this is my goal. I'm going to reach the top of the summit. And you get up there and start hiking, and you reach the goal. All right, great. You reached it. Now what? It's kind of like, this one's over. So then you start thinking, well, now I got to figure out what's that next hike. What am I going to do next weekend? Right? You already reached that goal. That goal is done. But if you set the intention that I'm going to be present on this hike, or I'm going to really enjoy this hike, and then you go on the same hike on Saturday morning. But while you're hiking, you take some time to look around. Yes, you still want to get to the top of the summit. But this time on the hike, you want to smell that newly cut grass. You want to listen to the birds that are chirping. You want to feel the wind and hear it, you know, rustling the leaves and the trees. It's a much different hike because you're more present about the process of hiking up to the summit than just achieving the summit. It's that whole thing is now really part of the goal and what you're doing. This can be really good of what if there's something that stops you from getting to the summit? Maybe like a bridge is out, nothing that you can control. You just can't get there. But if you've been enjoying the process the whole way, you might say, it was a successful hike, even though you didn't actually get to the summit. Yes, you might want to go back the next weekend or after they fix the bridge and still hike all the way up to the summit. But because you enjoyed the process, you focused on everything around you, it was a much different experience than just, I got to get to the summit. Now that I'm done, all right, what's next? What's my next goal? When you enjoy that process, you actually might want to take that hike multiple times because, wow, you know, it was great to see those birds. Maybe if I go again, I can see them type thing. I can give you an example of this played out in my life. I've had the goal I wanted to be able to do pull-ups really my whole life. I've never been able to do pull-ups. I remember as a kid in gym class, I struggled. I used to joke that I was missing the pull-up muscle. I do a lot of sports and I do a lot of things, but for some reason, pull-ups just were not something I could do. But last year, once again, I set the goal, hey, this time I'm actually going to do it. And I set a goal, I want to be able to do 5 pull-ups, which for not being able to do pull-ups my entire life sounded a little crazy, but hey, I'm going to figure out a way to do it. Yes, I set that initial goal. But what I found this last year in 2020, as I worked on pull-ups, I started to really focus on the process. And it wasn't just getting my chin above the bar that now was the important thing. I started to actually feel throughout my entire body, like which muscles was I using to do the pull-ups? How was it felt in my arms, in my back, and even in my legs? How did my whole body work to do the pull-ups? Not just one, but 2 weeks ago, I got all 5 pull-ups that I set up the goal to do. And it was an amazing feeling. But it wasn't just doing those pull-ups. It was how my whole body worked and how it felt actually to work together to finally get, you know, that goal accomplished. It's much different when you set the intentions in addition to having the goal. So I encourage you as we go forward to keep this in mind and have the two work together in partnership. Once you have those simple intentions and you kind of practice that in your life, you're going to want to get to setting more specific intentions. And to do that, you really have to know that your life is made up of choices that you make. And each day you get a chance to try again. So you don't have to say, well, I tried this yesterday and it just didn't work. And so that's it. Use each day as an opportunity to say, hey, I'm going to try again. It's a fresh start. It's a brand new day. I don't have to take whatever happened in the past forward with me to today. I can just let it go and start over. So as you set your intentions, a couple of things that you can do with keeping that in mind that, hey, it's a new day and I'm going to try again. Work on writing a personal mission statement. I encourage you to journal. You can do some research if you don't know about mission statements, you know, how do companies set up mission statements, but set one up for your life. Be specific to what you want to do, who you want to be, how do you want to show up in the world? As you're doing this, you need to think about what your heart truly desires. Intentions are one of the most personal things that you can do if you do them correctly. You may not even want to share them at first. It might be almost too personal for you to share, you know, that they're just for you versus goals many times are achievements that we do want to share and we want to get people's help. Hopefully, as you get more comfortable with your intentions, you will be more comfortable sharing them with others. But right away, because it might seem a little too personal, it's okay if you keep them to yourself. The other thing you will find as you set intentions, that they're really not done in a vacuum. Many times they're focused around the connections that we have in our lives. If I want to be compassionate, I am compassionate. You can't be compassionate by yourself, right? You're compassionate into a network, into connections. I want to be loving. Well, you probably want to love other people, right? I want to be patient. I want to be patient because I want to respond well to others. As you think about intentions, you're going to find out that our life is connected to others. And the quality of our life really revolves around our connections to others. And so our intentions are connected with others. So keep that in mind as you develop your intentions. and then how you apply your intentions. The best thing that I learned probably this year was whenever you have to respond to something, and it could be in a meeting, it could be, you know, when you get asked a question, it could be when your kid drives you nuts and you're just about ready to explode. Maybe it's as you're driving down the road and someone cuts you off. Whenever that happens, take a moment, pause, and ask yourself, who do I want to be right now? If you can practice pausing before you respond, your intention that you set for your life will have at least an opportunity to come back in, and you can then make a good choice going forward. You may or may not always make the right choice that you wish later that you did, but by taking that pause and thinking about, who do I want to be right now? And sometimes maybe you want revenge. Maybe you want to go after somebody, you know, but at least you took a moment to think. And it's not who I want to be in the future. Who am I working on being next year? Pause. Who do I want to be right now? And the answer will then help you as you move forward with the intention that you want. So I want to go over some ways that you can live your life with more intention. Some things that you can practice doing. The first one, and it probably won't surprise you, I recommend that you limit your screen time. You know, the amount of time we spend on computers, it could be on social media, it could be reading the news, it can be checking your email. It's amazing how much time we can kill just looking at computers, looking at phones, looking at tablets. If you want to be more intentional in your life, you don't want to just mindlessly be doing things. So limit your screen time. So go ahead and use it, but just know how much time you use. Say, okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes of Facebook, and then I'm going to turn down. How many times do you open your email just to see what's there? I can tell you at work, I try to limit how many times I check my email because I have things I need to get done. And you don't need to just be responding to people's emails when you should be doing other things. So by focusing your life and limiting your screen time, you'll live your life with more intention. The second thing that I recommend that you do is be present. Take a few moments throughout the day to notice what's around you. You know, what are the sights? Maybe the smells. Maybe you hear certain things. But as you're going through your day, you can even put a reminder on your phone. Maybe it's each hour or half hour. And it doesn't have to be for very long. Just like, what's around you? Take a look. It's interesting. Who do you see? What's different in the room? Maybe you sat in a conference room, you know, every day while you go to work, but you've never actually taken the time to look at, what art is actually on the wall? So take a few moments and practice being present. The more you do this, the more it become automatic and you'll find yourself being able to live with more intention. The third thing that you should practice doing is quieting your mind. You know, I know sometimes in high stress, my mind just kind of goes crazy. It's always seems to be processing information. And the more I can let it rest, give it some time to, and you can do this by meditation. You can do this, you know, through things like yoga. You can even take a nap and rest. Listen to music. Take a walk. There's lots of things that you can do to try to quiet your mind. But you can't go, you wouldn't think that you can just exercise 24 hours a day. Now, granted, I know some people do that 24-hour run, but that's not normal, right? They don't do that every single day. So if you think about how much we think, and if we don't give our minds any rest, You really are just overusing. It's a muscle you're overusing. You wouldn't do that with normal exercise. Don't do that with your mind either. The fourth thing that I want you to spend some time thinking about to be more intentional is, what are the things in your life that give it meaning and purpose? And what things don't? You know, it's okay that some things that you should just say no to. And there's some things that you should be longing for. You should know like the direction that you want to go. It's okay if you don't know, like, hey, I'm not asking you to answer, you know, what is the purpose of like why you're here? What's your purpose of your life? You don't have to go to that level, but just what gives you meaning? What do you do that you enjoy that you want to have part of your life, and do more of that and enjoy the process to get there rather than just the destination. The fifth thing that I recommend that you do is the things that don't provide meaning in your life, do less of. You know, remove them from your life. You may find that talking to somebody always, you know, brings like negative energy into your life, and it drains you. You actually just like regret, if the phone rings. Now, I'm not saying that you want to be rude to people, but you want to try to put a boundary around how often you talk to someone that drains the energy from you, in what fashion, you know, and why are they draining the energy? Maybe they're always asking you to do something, to commit to something, and you always do, even though you know that you shouldn't. You know, so you maybe need to set boundaries that, hey, I can't volunteer for that, or I'm busy this weekend, I already have plans. And know that and practice that before you have the conversation. So that way it's easier when you're in that situation. But whatever those are for you, and we all have them, there's certain things, or talking with certain people, maybe you can have someone else have that conversation for you. Find a way so it doesn't have to be so draining on your life. Now, you know, maybe though it's someone that has to be in your life, and so you have to allow them in, but try to find a way to do it in a way that also protects you and has the boundary that you need in your life. So the sixth thing kind of goes along with that. I want you to allocate your time wisely. You need to control your calendar. Your time is your most precious resource. No matter what you do, you can't get any more. We all get 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's it. No matter what I do, I can't get any more. And you can't either. So if we're going to live an intentional life, we need to allocate our time to align with the intentions that we have. I've talked about this in the past. Things that don't align, you have to do less of. And actually, you'll be kind of amazed once you start to put the things that you want on your calendar. It naturally kind of flows and makes room for them. Initially, it says, I don't have time for this. But if you really want it and you put it on your calendar, then you'll find the time. You have to allocate your time. I control my calendar very, very carefully. And without doing that, I wouldn't get half the things done that I do. So make sure you're very careful with your time. The seventh thing that I challenge you or encourage you to do to live a more intentional life is you have to stop comparing yourself to others. It doesn't really matter what other people set for their goals. It doesn't matter what other people set for their intentions. They're not you. Don't compare your life to theirs. Don't compare your life to anyone. Just look at your life and what you want to accomplish, and then work on doing that. Because the comparison or worrying about the judgment of others brings so much negative energy into your life. That's the last thing that you want when you're trying to live an intentional life. And the last thing that you really want to do is enjoy the moment that you're in, whatever that is. Now, I know that's hard to say, because sometimes, especially in the last year, we've all had some very challenging times. And actually, as COVID continues to go on, and maybe your kids are home, or you haven't seen your family in quite a while, you're like, how am I supposed to continue to enjoy the moment that we're in? But you need to find something in the moment. You know, my grandfather actually told me, one time I was visiting him, and I think about this a lot. In fact, I think about this a lot last year, that he was recovering from a stroke. So I went to the rehab hospital, and I was visiting with him, And he told me that, Sherry, the tough years, those are the ones that you'll always remember. And it was an interesting, you know, conversation that we had. And at the time, it made total sense. And we had a much deeper conversation than that. But what I found is those words that my grandfather gave me now several years ago have stuck with me ever since then. And if we think about last year, yes, it was tough. A lot of people died. It's horrible. However, it is a year that we will all remember. It is a year that actually a lot of good things came out of. So find a way to enjoy the moment that you're in. You know, last year, my son ended up coming home from spring break from college and then never went back to school. We didn't expect him for the next 5 months to have him living at home with us. But while he was home unexpectedly, we embraced that. We tried to do more family time than we ever had. We did things like go out for ice cream through the drive-thru at Dairy Queen to grab some ice cream, you know, and bring it home. We did walks. We did a lot of family activities that we wouldn't have done if he had gone back to school. So whatever the challenge is, find a way to enjoy the moment, at least a little bit of it. Find something with joy in whatever challenging that might be, or actually even when it's good. Sometimes when there's things that are going well, people don't take enough time to enjoy the moment. And so no matter what's going on, you can find time to enjoy the moment. So let me just run through the things that you can do to live your life with more intention. First, limit the screen time. It's an easy thing to say, hard to do. Be present in the moment. Quiet your mind. Know what gives your life meaning. Do more of that. And remove the meaningless things from your life. Allocate your time wisely. Stop comparing yourself to others. And find a way to enjoy the moment that you're in. We can only be ourselves. And by embracing all of myself, I have had the courage to be seen. And this has transformed my life. I have so much more joy and happiness than I've ever had before. And you can too. I encourage you to check out my website, couragetobeseen.com. There you can find out my contact information, more information on my coaching program. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook where I post motivational messages. And if you like this podcast, I encourage you to subscribe so that way you get a notification when the next one comes out. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to talking to you again soon. Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you've been inspired to take action on at least one thing starting today. To learn more, check out couragetobeseen.com. There you'll find my blog and additional resources, including you can download a copy of 10 Ways to Live a More Courageous Life. Thanks again for listening, and make sure you tune in next time to learn additional ways to have the courage to be seen in your own life.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.